is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The presidential candidates stump for support in battleground states. Former President Trump is in storm-damaged western North Carolina today.
This was so rough, so bad, we couldn't come in. I didn't want to come in, actually, because I wanted you to do what you had to do. I didn't want to be in anybody's way. But we were in North Carolina immediately right after the storm. First one.
Vice President Harris opening a three-day run through swing states in Pennsylvania, pointing out her rival has called her and other Democrats the enemy.
People are exhausted with that, rightly. And it frankly does not lead to the strength of our nation to tell the American people that we must be suspicious of one another.
Just days
after distrust one another.
Just days after an independent panel released findings on the attempt on Trump's life in Pennsylvania, CBS's Scott McFarland tells us a House report out today isolates some of the same criticisms.
If the Secret Service is going to shake up how it handles protective services and shake up how it does its business, it'll need money to do so. This task force includes some of the same people who will vote on what money to give Secret Service.
The White House is deeply concerned about the release of classified documents on Israeli preparations for a potential Iran attack. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters the U.S. has been in communication with Israeli counterparts about the breach. He said the president is deeply concerned about the leaked documents and says there's no indication additional documents have been compromised.
Correspondent Janet Shamlian on the aftermath of a private helicopter crash. The helicopter hit a Houston radio tower. Four people were killed.
Video shows the tower was dark. The FAA issued an alert last Wednesday indicating the lights on that radio tower were reported as inoperable. Officials say no other buildings or homes near the site were impacted, and the FAA is investigating.
But just south of Savannah, Georgia, there's an investigation after Saturday's ferry dock collapse that left seven people dead. CBS's Christian Benavides spoke to people who responded to the disaster.
G.R. Grovner rushed toward the screens coming from the water where the gangway had collapsed.
The current has taken him out.
Grovner pulled out anyone he could, performing CPR and even using his boat to save an infant.
Oh, I knew it wasn't enough EMS stuff over here for the baby, so I took the baby and I shot to the mainland and took the baby to the ambulance.
By the end, Grovner says bodies of the dead were lined along the shore.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 281 points. The S&P is down 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A house fire in Racine yesterday caused significant damage, but no injuries were reported. It's believed to have started in an exterior kitchen wall. The cause is under investigation. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will visit Racine tomorrow night as early in-person absentee voting begins. The event is scheduled for around 7 o'clock with details on the location still pending. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding an event tonight in Waukesha County. She'll be in Brookfield taking part in a moderated discussion alongside former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Two separate crashes and fires on Friday night shut down both lanes of the interstate near the county line. Seven people were treated after a multi-car crash, and a driver was rescued from a burning vehicle following a medical event. And the state DOT is closing two Milwaukee-area park-and-ride lots today. They say it's due to safety concerns related to homeless encampments. There's no timeline for when the facilities may reopen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. defensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in the passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawee Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
This right here at WRJN. So, last chance for today on this Monday. Cheer you up with a couple of your favorite songs at 262. This is 634-WMYX, caller number 4. Play a couple songs for you on the air this hour on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. Accept and pretend.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN Monday. And I, Cindy Huber, want to make Mondays a little bit easier for you, because if you still have to get out of bed and go to work on a Monday, and then they don't have your favorite soda in the soda machine because somebody drank it all weekend, and then you go and put some money in the chip machine, and your chips jam. I mean, you can't get them. And it's just, Mondays are just horrible. I know. Which is why, to give you a chance to hear two of your favorite songs in an hour. And so Brad of Kedonia won this. Did I say that right, Kedonia? Well, if I didn't, par for course. But anyway, Brad had this rock and roller voice. But then he asked for some of the most tender songs. One of them from Frank Sinatra is coming up next on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers. And cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics. And that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Brad, great pick. Frank Sinatra on WRJN. And Brad's still got one last request coming up in the next 10 minutes. Right now, it's Dusty Springfield on WRJN.
was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Local news and timeless. It's right here on WRJ. And one of the, just one of the real heartbreaking stories that I felt was, anyway, was that poor dog chained or actually tied to a fence during Hurricane Milton. And when the police found the dog, it was still alive, but it was like the water was right up to its neck. And it's just like, who in the world could be that cruel? Well, as it turns out, now this was down in Florida. As it turns out, who could be that cruel? The idiot that owned the dog that went looking through the animal shelters for the dog. That's right. The guy that tied this dog to a fence to leave it for dead actually was looking for it after the looking for it at animal shelters after the hurricane. Oh yeah. So now he's arrested and he's being charged with a felony for animal abuse, and the dog itself is doing really good. So if you saw the heartbreaking picture of that dog tied to a fence before the police rescued it, know that the dog is okay and that the owner has been located. Can you imagine that? You do something so unspeakably cruel and it ends up everywhere, news, on the media, Facebook pages, you know, and you decide you're going to go look for the dog to get it back. Yeah, whatever, dude. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll appear in Waukesha County tonight. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Red Apple School may soon have a new name. At a meeting tonight, there's discussion of renaming the school in honor of hometown hero Laurel Clark. The late astronaut and Navy captain graduated from Horlick in 1979. She died in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. The board will consider the proposal at the meeting. The school is currently expanding and will be a K-8 school next year. The Bucks head coach is also a co-chair of the Athletes for Harris group. Doc Rivers tells WISN12's Upfront program he thinks black men will turn out in historic numbers for his preferred candidate. He also said every vote is important.
Elections matter, voting matters, and voting for the right candidate matters. I think Wisconsin has a chance to make a statement that is not even about party. It's about country and what's right for this country.
Coach Rivers said on the show that his endorsement of Kamala Harris has led to death threats against him. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will make a campaign stop in Racine tomorrow night. It coincides with the start of early in-person absentee voting. The event is scheduled for around 7. The specific location has not yet been announced. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding an event tonight in Brookfield. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Where you are, no matter how far, just
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Hits on WRJN. And Brad from Tonya got two requests, and we played the first one a few minutes ago by Frank Sinatra, and his other request is from Frank Sinatra. But good choices. Good choices.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. A poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny. Quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race.
myself up in a big ball.
WRJN wrapping up Monday, your requests, and thank you, Brad. From Kedonia. Ended up wanting two Frank Sinatra tunes. The other one he wanted was New York, New York. That came out in the 70s. Late 70s, I couldn't put that on for him. Here's Stevie Wonder and WRJN.
Didn't I? when you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high. I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm the best to get ready for the heartaches to come.
Local News and Timeless, it's WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Unknown to most of us this weekend. I mean, it's sad our weather channels don't really ever cover weather, it seems, anymore. More like trucker show, but shows. But there was a big flooding, a really bad flood in back in New Mexico over the weekend, and a couple of people were dead that they can find anyway. And I know the down in North Carolina, the hurricane Helene has still left so much damage there that now it's cold and people are still living in tents because they've lost everything else in their life. And we have a link at our Civic Media page, civicmedia.us/help. Civic Media is who owns WRJN. If you go on that page, you can always donate, even as little as $5. You can donate to Samaritan's Purse, the American Red Cross, or to a almost like a food bank, World Central Kitchen. And they are all helping Hurricane Helene survivors. So if you think about it, if you want to send a few bucks over there, and the people that we picked and linked on our Civic Media page are people that we know will actually send the money down there that it will be used for what it's supposed to be used for. We got Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. We've also got CBS National News and Mike Clemens with sports. And of course, coming up next hour, the awesome Kurt Vollman.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless is WRJN and my buddy, Kurt Vollman.
Hey, Cindy. Yeah, coming up on today's show, we're going to find out why it's so busy around here today. Maybe you talked about it a little bit, too, but lots of cars in the parking lot, and we're going to find out why coming up a little bit later on in the show. We'll get a Packers recap. We'll talk to
I'm attracted to you all the more.
need your soul. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodega, baby? Just let me down.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Hey, enjoy the rest of the day. Great temperatures for at least the next couple of days or so.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sweet a kiss can be
like the summer sunshine. Oh, you see me.
sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.